I knew you. I know. It's been a while. I've missed you too. So, this is not written, scripted, nothing. It's just something, everything I'm saying, it's going to be off here. I just hope I don't make any mistakes and you enjoy it. The night is beautiful, but we're not talking about the night today. I can see my lady of the night smelling so freaking nice, but we are not doing a podcast about lady of the night, neither the environment or anything. I'm going to do about friendship. Yay, I know, I'm excited to about friendship. I know we've been apart. I know that life has been hard, and due to circumstances, I can't even see you. I know you're going through something. I know I hardly send highs or hellos, and I don't know if you're high or you're going through the lows. Life is being life, and everyone is going through the motion. Some are happy. I know I haven't been a shoulder like I should. I haven't cheered you on like I should, or made shots with you like we usually do. Talking about how good that guy in bed is, or how that girl rocked your world. We haven't had conversations, deep conversations, or flirt with each other and cringe because we don't see each other in that sort of light. I miss you. I miss being there for you. I wish that life wasn't so hard and that we all didn't have things clouding our minds, that some of us weren't so depressed, neither suicidal, but we all can't get what we wish for, can we? We are just hoping that every cockcrow will have strength to look forward to another day. I'm just hoping that at the end of it all, you will still be my friend, and you won't think that I'm a fake friend or a hater just because I was going through my own hell and I was fighting my own demons. Hey friend, are you okay now? Did you make it out? I don't think so. I have seen the bags under your eyes while I hide mine with layers of foundation and concealers, concealing the true me, my feelings, my pain. I'm sorry that I don't want you to see me as weak, but I'm glad that you wear your soul proud on your sleeves and that you don't care that the world sees you as vulnerable or broken. And you do not try to impress anyone. I'm sorry, friend, that you see me on Instagram looking all flashy or on my status working a new wear. Maybe I have all that, but I do not have the one thing I seek: peace, love, and happiness. I'm sorry I'm not there for you. I am sorry that when your heart breaks, we do not eat ice creams anymore to numb the pain, or have ice baths to stop the blood flow. I'm sorry, friend, that we grew apart, but I'm hoping that one day we'll meet at this bridge and we will laugh and say, life really taught us hard. Or life really had us, but we found our way back. I'm just hoping that I don't lose me and you lose you. I want to find you at the end of it all. Baby, hold on. Hey, we made it, right? I know, through the blood, the tears, the sweat, the loneliness, the depression, the suicidal thought, I still found you in the end, and I found myself. I'm genuinely happy, dear friend. I'm glad that you told me that being vulnerable isn't a bad thing, and that I didn't have to impress anyone or live this flashy life for people, because those who really love me will love me without it. You taught me hard, and I am so glad that you are the one that I met at the end of the bridge. You've come for a friend. I know. Be strong, because life doesn't play fair. When you think it's playing fair, it bites you in the button. While she looks at your butt, it changes its hand and deals a different card. I love you. Always will. Be strong. And even if I'm not there on your birthday, on all your happy days, remember we had memories. Just replay one every single time you miss me. And always know that you are in my heart. And I'll never forget you. Just give me reminders, make me understand, and give me a reason to keep leaving. You are my best friend. I know there are bad voices in there, but I hope it suits you, and don't forget to share this podcast and make someone say, make that friend feel special, because without friends, life is boring. Without friends, what should I even say? Without friends, who's gonna cheer us? Family can do, yes, but and you have people who will do anything to make sure you're okay. Aside your family, that's a blessing. Be somebody's good friend. Check on your friends. Like, love them. Be there for them. Appreciate them. Because life is really dealing us a very freaking hard hand, I know.